I would like to study egolessness through Genjo Koan, which you have had already, this book. Issue title is, in English, The Issue at Hand. So this time, anyway, I would like to study egolessness. What is egolessness? Is through the teaching, Dogen's teaching, particularly Genjo Koan, The Issue at Hand. there are two crucial points in practicing and studying Buddhism general. First one is practice of egolessness. I don't know, how can I say, you don't understand the practice of egolessness. How do you, excuse me, probably you have a question how you should practice egolessness. But anyway, temporarily I use the practice of egolessness. And the very first development of Buddhism, they used the term anatma, means no self, no self. So no self and the egolessness I use are almost same meaning. And in relation with idea of egolessness or no self, there is another teaching called karma. This is a little bit complicated. If you see the idea of karma in terms of Buddhist history, it is a little bit complicated. It is very difficult for us to understand karma very clearly, because that idea has been connected with teaching of original Indian religion, Indian thought, based on Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita, etc. So Buddha didn't ignore the original Indian thought. So he accepted smoothly, but he digested that anatma in a different way. Well, I don't want to explain this one now. So I think you should remember teaching of anatma or no self is super complicated. If you try to understand what is the point of an egolessness or no self according to the development of Buddhist teaching, okay? but I want to study egolessness, focusing on the issue at hand, Genjo Koan, taught by Dogen Na. the first crucial point in Buddhism is to practice egolessness or no-self. Okay. Simply speaking, egolessness or no-self is not to deny the existence of the self. Okay. But to go beyond, to go beyond or to be free, okay, to be free, or to go deeply, into the self. And then the deepest level of existence, ego or the self, is something cosmic, something universal, which is directly connected with your five scandals, six senses and eight consciousnesses, etc., etc., and experiences it very clearly, and you can manifest it without moving or without transform anything, just like a speck of dust, or without breaking even a speck of dust. Self is self, but self is acting or manifesting completely in productive state of human actions. Okay? That is cosmic self, we say. If you go really deeply into the self, finally you can see. Okay? But temporarily we call egolessness. Okay? That's why ego there, but no self, not ego, not in this case, means to be free, to be not restricted by anything. Okay? The self is there, but self is not destroyed, or self is not restricted, but productive, very productive, from day to day. Okay? So a little bit complicated, a little bit contradictory situation. If you try to understand the total picture of egolessness, okay? So that is intellectually, okay? Intellectually, a little bit contradictory state of function of an ego, function of a self. So even though you study the Agama, the all distance Buddhist scriptures, Buddha mentions to deny the ego, but on that end, Buddha emphasizes how important the ego is. So that ego is not the small scale of ego, but big scale of ego. Okay. So even though you study all these Buddhist scriptures, they are contradictory situation of understanding of ego. Okay. So two things. So not merely deny or destroy ego. Okay. That is a egolessness, all right? But usually people misunderstand teaching of egolessness, regarded as a way to destroy or ignore or keeping away from. But it is not, okay? So I think egolessness, our first crucial point is to practice egolessness. Okay. Second crucial point is to see how you can practice it. Okay. So generally speaking, probably most of people would have a chance to hear the teaching of Buddhism generally are based on two points: wisdom and compassion. Okay?
I think all of you know. If you are asked by somebody, what is Buddhism? Maybe you can say Buddhism is wisdom and compassion. That is a contents quality of the Buddhist teaching. Okay? From generation to generation, for many, many years, anyway, Buddhism has been handed down to human beings in whatever ages we are facing, okay? So that is wisdom and compassion. But according to me, maybe wisdom and compassion is still theoretical, still pre-theoretical teaching. We can understand it, we seem to understand it, but compassion is not the something all of you understood exactly. So I want to use another term. Okay? But this term probably make you more confusion. But anyway, that's all right. But anyway, let's see these two crucial points from a different angle. The wisdom is regarded as enlightenment. Okay? What you really see deeply into original nature of existence or how world is structured, you try to see it. This is, and then when you touch something deep, then you attain enlightenment. You say how wonderful world is. Okay? Visually or emotionally or intellectually, something fills your heart. Okay? This is enlightenment, alright? So, enlightenment and also compassion is not merely kindness or friendliness. Compassion is salvation. In other words, salvation. Are you familiar with salvation? What do you understand? What do you understand salvation? If I use term salvation, how do you feel? What do you mean?
Being saved.
What do you mean, being saved?
Something will come from outside and save you.
Oh, I see. Good, all right. Okay, that's fine. That is the one way. Okay, fine. Any other? How do you
separated from something undesirable.
Huh?
Separated from something undesirable.
Something
separated from undesirable.
Something separated from.
Separated. To be separated from something undesirable.
Oh. Do you understand that one? Mm-hmm. Or you don't?
To be saved from what you don't like.
To be saved?
From what you don't like or regard as.
To be saved from what? By?
From.
From
what you don't like.
Oh, you don't like. I see. That's what. She said. Okay. Another one?
I see celebration as more positive.
Positive.
Expressing gratitude and joy for.
Great. That's a very important point. Okay. More positive. More positive. Positive life is including undesirable world or desirable world. Anyway, including all. Otherwise, you cannot. Express, manifest, positive, productive life. Okay? So that one way. Another one? Any other? Speak up. That's all right. Anything? How do you understand? You know?
Traditionally, it means redemption. It means being bought back from slavery. That's the traditional meaning in the West.
being brought back from slavery of sin.
Bought back.
Redemption
is somebody bought you back. You were in slavery and someone paid your price and bought you back to freedom.
Oh.
Jesus.
That's in Christian
life.
Redemption.
Mm-hmm. Like a pawn shop.
Yes.
No, literally, that's it.
Redemption. Is that okay? Do you understand now? Well, all of you understand already. Okay, that's any other person?
It could be also positively being included. Being included
or?
Something desirable.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Salvation would imply the meaning of helping all sentient beings escape from suffering, avoid suffering.
Would you say once more, Margie? Salvation is what?
The rescuing of the sentient beings from suffering.
Oh, I see. But, at that time, how do you feel directly from that? That is the point. I'm not talking about ideal salvation, but salvation which you can feel directly, you can touch directly, salvation. Okay? Well, when you understand salvation as saving all sentient beings from all suffering. At that time, how do you feel or touch yourself and all sentient beings? Okay? Directly. How? This is what I want to say to you. Is that clear? It's an idea of salvation. That's what I want to ask you. Peace, that's it. If you use the usual term peace, but peace is very popular. That's why there's something, that the more something is popular, the more people feel, people misunderstand it. But if something is not popular, the more people are really careful to understand it. Do you understand? This is a human world. So Buddhism is not popular now. That's why you are really struggle paying attention what the Buddhism is, what your life is. Being free from existing philosophy, sacred religion, Western culture, you really pay attention carefully. But in the future, probably Buddhism could be popular in the United States. At that time, I don't know, it could be good for you or not. I bet you, anyway. You could see the many people who could misunderstand it. Okay? So, peace, I don't, of course, strictly speaking, term peace is different from, anyway, salvation. Okay? Terminologically, but I think the spirit of the peace, spirit of salvation or harmony, spirit of harmony, probably. So I use always two terms, peace and harmony. Peace is really still. Harmony is really including all, and then a little bit dynamical. Okay? That's my feel. So, salvation, is all right. Do you have anyone? Yeah, sure.
It seems to me that the word liberation, free,
yes,
is part of it.
Yes, that's right.
And that includes the idea of salvation,
right,
in all the senses.
Right. Salvation is a tool Maybe let me say like this. Salvation is your total picture, with your wisdom. With salvation means that overall picture of your life must be liberated from anything. Okay. This is one point. Okay. Second point, that such a salvation is not not something that is limited by any idea, any sciences, anything, but it is something alive, peacefully, harmoniously, from which you can take a deep, slow, long breath. Okay. In other words, relief. Okay. Very deep relief there. Do you understand? Is that okay? So, salvation is you are liberated. Okay? Not in the future, not in the past moment, okay? Previous moment. Right now, right here, you are liberated. Total picture of your life is liberated, right now. And then, this is not something idealistical, but it is something alive, day by day, from moment to moment. This is called peace or harmony. Okay. In other words, salvation is what? Finally, salvation is what? How can you manifest salvation? How can you practice salvation? Celebration? What does it mean? I know the term, but still I don't understand. Look, spiritually?
To celebrate your life. To have joy and
joy.
Appreciate.
Gratitude. That is the part. Yes. Part of salvation. But from salvation, you can feel this gratitude, deep gratitude, and celebrating your life and with a joy, etc. Okay? And you can share your life with all sentient beings, something like that. When the salvation is really alive in your everyday life. Okay, salvation. So, two crucial points I mentioned, alright? Wisdom and compassion. In other words, this is enlightenment and salvation. In terms of my term, that is enlightenment and peace. Enlightenment, salvation. Okay? The salvation means peace and harmony. Peace and harmony is not idealistical, theoretical, or not the talking about the human life in terms of the world of conceptualization, but something you have to manifest from moment to moment through the form. Okay? For instance, you sit down there. What is the salvation? What is the salvation when you sit down there? Now, salvation is where is the salvation? Okay? First of all, I want to ask, where is the salvation? If you understand salvation, where is the salvation? Everywhere, yes. Everywhere is very vague. Yes. Everywhere, how can you see that everywhere, from where?
Right.
Right, that's right. Do you understand? Everywhere. When you say everywhere, who talking about everywhere? You talking everywhere. So everywhere come from here. Okay? But if you are not there, you cannot say everywhere. Do you understand? When you say everywhere, at that time, you are really important a pivotal position of existence, okay? And then, with that pivotal position of your life is very peaceful and harmonious, and that time you can see everywhere. But when you are very confused, you cannot see that everywhere. You are limited. That's why you are very confused. Is that clear? So when you say everywhere, yes, we understand that, but it's very vague, very abstract. So finally, what is everywhere? What is the cosmic? What is the universe? The universe is, immediately we can see the universe is a world out of our life. But it is not. If you see a universe like this, out of you, you never understand the universe, cosmic. Because such a universe and cosmic is nothing but the theoretical, nothing but the world of conceptualization. That's it. So in the conceptualization, you are always playing game, like chasing after the your own tail, like a cat. That is always. In the philosophy, in the psychology, in the physics, in the religion, even the religion, we do it. That's why finally it makes you fun, but simultaneously, fun is not always fun. It's trouble. That's why we are fighting and killing each other under the beautiful flag of religion. When we are particular priest, I have been a monk since 18 years old. I am talking about compassion and the egolessness. How much I understand the egolessness. You know, my mouth is always moving, just like a croaking frog, dog in the dimensions, croaking frog in the spring field, rice field. Just a cricket in the whole Georgia in the autumn. But it doesn't connect with me. Just the mouth, my mouth is moved, that's it. Lots of noise. But I have never experienced directly what the egolessness is. Do you understand? You understand? the question I ask you, do you understand? It is always something questionable. But what I want to tell you is egolessness is not something conceptualized or understandable or reasonable. No, it's not. You have to directly touch it. I don't know, what can I say? So, I have been talking about Buddha nature, compassion, wisdom for many, many years, but I always slip off. Real egolessness, real compassion, all this. I haven't realized it for a long, long time, but it is nothing. It is better. Talking is better than nothing. Better than nothing. That's why if I talk about compassion through my head, and it penetrates my skin and the muscle. So talking or preaching is pretty nice. But if I preached, if I taught something compassionate. And then I fully believe that
I am good Buddhist. No way.
That's prejudice and ego. Okay? You don't notice. Particularly when you become priest, very careful. You must be very, very careful. Because you are the person who convey teaching of egolessness to others. By which people must be relieved and liberated and make their, guide them to have productive life. But we don't do it. So, I think that's why there are two crucial points, okay? Let's go back to crucial point. Egolessness and also wisdom and compassion. Enlightenment, salvation, alright? But wisdom and the one more point is wisdom, salvation are not separated. Okay? They must work together. Wisdom, salvation always work together. That is a must. That is temporarily called egolessness. Okay? Egolessness. But we always separate. Enlightenment, salvation. Most is we don't like salvation. Because if you love salvation so much, you know, you feel boring. You feel boring and also you feel cold from humanity. Human nature of humanity. Do you understand that one? Don't feel cold because always keep away from it. And then always you have to get something from outside from the heaven, you know. And then relieved. Always you have to be mindful of something great, great, beyond human world. Okay? But I don't think it is salvation. Okay? No, the salvation is something manifested in concrete, in details, every day. That's why when you do gassho, there is enlightenment and salvation there. Otherwise, you cannot deal with the gassho as a form with stabilities. Is that clear? That is Dogen Zenji's Buddha's teaching in terms of wisdom. That is Shobo Gendo, Genjo Koana. Okay? On the other hand, salvation is described by regulation of the monastery. So called Ehe Shingi, the last year, a couple of years ago, we had that, you know, practice. Gosh, how to wash your face, you know, how to use a bathroom, how to cook at the kitchen, and how do you deal with the toilet paper, and how do you deal with your clothes and hairs and etc. And then, according to Dogen's teaching, and everyone completely set the kind of, it seems to me everyone could be a kind of suffocated to death. Because food is form, gassho is do this like this, and not like this, not like this, not like this, something like that. All this Dogen Zenji put you in a certain frame, form, and then you don't like it. Because you like a freedom. The freedom you like is not freedom. Confusion. In terms of Buddha science, your freedom is messed. That's why, anyway, Buddha always expressed his own compassion and put you in a certain frame, so-called Buddhist land, Buddhist world, cosmic, whatever you say. But we don't like it. But there is salvation there. There is a salvation right now, right here. That's it. So how can you manifest salvation backed by wisdom? Okay? So salvation, enlightenment work together. Both work together. But usually we love so much wisdom, understanding that they're teaching very deeply, but salvation we don't like. We love it emotionally, but we don't like it intellectually, because you don't feel freedom. You understand? Even the Christianity, if you become a Christian, there is a, if you want to have a salvation, there are lots of forms. And then you become, you don't feel, you know, free, and you don't feel relaxed. You become rigid. I think in a sense you need the pits. Not too much. It is necessary, tense, for us. Without tense, you cannot do anything based on salvation and wisdom. Just like a sportsman jumping from the cliff, from the top of a cliff, to Acapulco Ocean, Ocean. How much they have attention? Do you understand that one? Without tension, you cannot jump into from the top of a cliff to the bottom of the ocean. How can you jump? But it's not too much. It's not slacking. It's not slacking of a tense. Tense is nothing but his whole body and mind working together. So he doesn't feel tense. But his whole body and mind is nothing but the manifestation of tense, that's it. At that time, he or she can accept or receive everywhere. Airs, oceans, emotions, feelings. Rock, top of a cliff, position, anything. The same applies to the idea of spiritual practice. But we don't like it. We are always trying to live on our way, particularly when you get into spiritual life. But intellectually, you really want to have a freedom. But when you get into it, you don't like it. But when you don't do it, how can you create productive life in the process of action, so-called jumping into ocean? And he creates a form, beautiful form. This is nothing but productive process, productive life of his life. You understand? That is art. It's really art, beautiful art. Even though on the TV screen you feel really beautiful. His process, movement, actions from moment to moment is perfect. Circle. But it's not circle, it's straight. Okay? But it's circle. Moving. You understand that one? If you don't believe, next Olympic game you should watch. That's jumping, divers, you know, art. It's beautiful. It's exactly beautiful form there. Human, the art, painting. Okay? The painting drawn by human body and mind, including all. Then this is a diving. Beautiful. So, how do you do it? So separate to the spiritual life, okay? You don't understand spiritual life, that's why take the divers as an example. Much more, you who are seeking for spiritual life should follow in that way. Otherwise, you cannot understand the spiritual life. Spiritual life is touching the liberation, freedom directly. So I think the point what I want to tell is merging of enlightenment and salvation. Okay. Without everyday life, religion is ridiculous. Okay, it's really something. It is exactly the same as philosophy, psychology. If you don't make it alive in everyday life, okay, when you do get sure there is a spiritual life there. Otherwise, how can you express gratitude, appreciation to your life, to everything? So we need a boss. Okay, that's what I want to tell you in Buddhist teaching. Okay. Two crucial points in Buddhist teaching. So one is egolessness. Okay, egolessness. Egolessness is be liberated. Be liberated from the self. That is meaning of none or no, negative expression. It's not destroy. Be liberated. Be free from self or ego. Okay? So ego is there. The big scale of ego. Big scale of self. Okay? That is the egolessness. Anatman or no self, we say. And the second crucial point is wisdom. Quality of Buddhist experience or Buddhist teaching is wisdom and compassion. Wisdom, compassion, or enlightenment, salvation, both should work together from moment to moment. That is called spiritual life. You understand it and you should live it. Live in it. This is our practice. But the problem is you have never experienced before. That's why I always tell you, when you do the Zen, do the Zen with wholeheartedness, but you never believe it. It is a salvation backed by whole universe, but you never believe it. So always you don't like it. Because it's too simple to know. Something directly you have to touch is too close, okay? Too close to know. Very delicate. Do you understand? No, never mind. Too close. When you too close means when your stomach is functioning smoothly and you don't pay attention to it. If you don't pay attention, your stomach is somewhere out of your body, or a function of your stomach is something different from your eyes, the function of your eyes, ears, same thing. Your stomach is exactly too close to know for you. That means too close to know, okay? You understand? But when your stomach is a little bit expressing something called sound in the stomach, in the driving, growling, making noise in your stomach, my stomach is something good, something trouble. That is at that time you pay attention to the existence of stomach. At that time, that stomach you pay attention is something different from you. So create a gap. That is called to know, to understand existence of your stomach. But before you understand to know stomach and your whole body and everything working exactly in the same and one ground. At that time, what is that? It is abstract? No. Your five skandhas, very peaceful. Because no trouble. No trouble. Okay? This is called, that's why something, when something is perfectly peaceful, relieved, or saved, at that time, you are perfectly peaceful and harmonious. That is not something to know. Okay? It's pretty difficult to know. So all you can do is just to manifest. That is called Genjo Koan. Okay? The title of this called Genjo Koan. Gen of Genjo is manifestation or present. Jo is becoming, to become, or to complete. So manifestation and completion, okay? Literally. The Genjo means what has been completed and is completing, is being completed, and will be completed. From day to day, from moment to moment, that is what? That is called present. Reality. So reality is something more than you have understood. Or you try to understand. Something more than. So that is called Genjo. So Genjo, present is what has as it truly is. This is called Genjo. Present perfections. That is your reality. So what is the present of what you have doing? That's called Zazen. It's something more than you believe. So present of Zazen is what you have been completed and is being completed and will be completed constantly. Means the present of Zazen becomes present of Zazen right now, right here, and settle in the present of Zazen. That's it. What is this? If I explain, it's complicated, but if you practice it, very simple. It's too simple to know. So that's why this is called Shikantaza. So you have never experienced before, that's why Buddhas constantly express compassion over everyone, whoever you are, enlightened or not enlightened. And try to put you in that reality. How? Please do that then. Okay? Please take care of Gassho as a form as best as you can. That's all. Put yourself in the form of your life. That is, Buddha always expressed this, his own compassion over all sentient beings. Okay? So that's why that is a Genjo, and also Koa means absolute truth. Absolute truth. So Genjo is simultaneously absolute truth. Nothing to know. But you can totally manifest it. You can do it. That is called because you can manifest it because everyone feels peaceful. When you feel peaceful, when you feel relief, what is that? Beyond your speculation, that presence atmosphere of your relief is supported or backed by all sentient beings. And also your life from moment to moment is saved, relieved, very peaceful. So, but you know, in my case, and the since I came to the United States, I have taught Buddhism in English, but in the beginning, it was very difficult for me to talk Buddhist teaching in English. But beyond the difficulty or not difficulty, I myself had felt all I have to do is just do it. Practically, just do it. So, what makes me possible to mature, to make me mature, make my personality mature? It is due to just continuation of just doing with wholeheartedness, beyond difficulty or not difficulty. That's all I can do. I can do, or I have to do it. That's it. But for you, there are lots of choices in your life. That's why you have never feel that way. But if you are exactly, or to say, maybe it's the case, no choice. Okay, you have to do it. You have to do it. So simply speaking, that is exactly from moment to moment the continuation of just doing with sincere heart is to my is my life supported backed by whole universe and the total relief from my life. But intellectually, immediately my consciousness never believe it, because consciousness always sneak in, get into that, you know, reality, and analyzing, synthesizing, just like a computer, very quick. And then it makes me confused. And then cry, suffer, anger, expressing anger toward object, toward myself. And finally, fighting. Finally, sometimes we're killing each other. So, that's why in the Buddhism, if you forget practice of egolessness, no matter how long you study the Buddhism, it doesn't make sense for me. Egolessness, how important egolessness is. In the Genjo Koan, Dogen Zenji doesn't use the egolessness, but he tries to tell you why we have to practice the egolessness and what is the salvation based on egolessness. That is the Genjo Koan. The issue at hand. So if you read it, you can feel something from this, but a little difficult. But if you read it very carefully, step by step, very theoretical, in a sense, understanding with wisdom, very deeply, very clear, simple sentence. Okay, that's why we don't understand it. Too simple. But it's very wonderful chapter. So So I would like to study this one. Tomorrow, I would like to say a little bit, explain why the practice of the egolessness is important in terms of Buddhist psychology. I want to tell you. Today, just a general point. General point. What is a Buddhist? What is the crucial point in the Buddhism? Is okay. Do you have a question?
Right. It seems to me that what you're saying is that the wisdom and compassion, or enlightenment and salvation, are aspects of the same thing. You cannot have wisdom without having compassion.
No.
You can't have compassion without experience.
No.
Is that correct?
It's same. Working together. That compassion is understood usually by people believing the kindness, express the kindness, sharing our life, you know, with the people. That's fine. Because there is nothing else to do for us. That's why the be kind, be compassionate to everyone. Sharing your life with all sentient beings, it is true. But it is now all. Compassion is you must be saved. In other words, you must be based on deep relief. You understand? That is a compassion. Relief. Total relief. That is a compassion. So what is a compassion? Something more than the idea of kindness in itself. So how can you experience salvation? That is, anyway, seeing very deeply into the human world, anyway, with wisdom. How? This is a practice, you know, the meditation, at least the six parameters like this. Is that okay? Any other questions? No, we will have a discussion class.